Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
All right. Welcome to the Parents Code of Parents Network. I am your host, Henry Scott. And as always, folks, I promise you another wonderful show. And we got a guest this evening, folks. We got a guest this evening. But before we go into talking to our guest and checking to see what's going on in his world, you know, there's been a lot of things going on over the last few weeks and months and, you know, just plenty of great things going on with not only Parents Coach and Parents Network, but with our athletes overall. You know, you think back and look at the whole stand that the young man Colin Kaepernick made earlier this year, you know, during the football season when he decided to kneel. There's a whole lot of controversy coming up over that. Whether or not that was something that should have been done, was at the right time and place, you know, the whole works. Folks, you know, we as parents of athletes and athletes that's also listening to the show, you know, you have to remember, you are still citizens in this unforgotten society. Boy, I'm making new words up here. But in the end, we still have to live in these communities. We still have to survive and, you know, raise our children in these communities. So when we have issues and we have our athletes in a lot of cases, they're able to speak up and get the national attention or make it a national issue where that now somebody wants to pay attention to it and somebody wants to support it or somebody wants to figure out how to resolve this issue, then I think it's a good thing. You know, if you look at our young men and women and just solely focus on them being somebody's personal entertainment, I think we got the wrong picture. You elevate them to this status, you put their life on public display, you micromanage in a lot of cases their every little move, and if and when they say something that's not the popular thing, then we criticize them and try to condemn them. When they step out of the line that you want them in, then now we're trying to persecute them. I'm not quite understanding. But okay, it's all well, fine, and dandy as long as they're turning the dollar for you. They're making your situation better. But when they try to reach back into their communities and make the community situation better, or those that they grew up with make their situation better, now we don't want to hear about politics interacting with our sports? Because in your mind, in your little small feeble mind, your sports is all about your personal entertainment. Well, folks, I don't think that this is really and truly the case. You know, I think our young athletes should be able to speak up and speak out, say what they need to say, and make sure that their voices are being heard. The real threat is if they ever decided to collectively step out and make that noise or bring some very serious issues to the table, now we have a real issue. Now we have some concerns. Now we have a situation that just can't be ignored. Young men and women that's in the professional ranks and the collegiate ranks and have the ability to speak up and use your voice, continue to do so. Continue to do so. I beg of you to continue to do so. Because the simple fact that you're speaking for the so many that don't have that voice. You're speaking for your individual communities that you've seen travesties and other things happen within your community. Speaking for that next generation of young athletes that's coming along that now understand that they have a platform. Each one of you possess that leadership ability, that leadership-given gift. Learn to use it. But learn to use it. That's what makes you such a threat. Because in a lot of cases, where many of you have become successful and reach your own personal level of success, whether or not you're making six figures a year, or whether or not you're making seven figures a year. In some cases, some of you out there are even making eight figures a year. But when you have those type numbers, along with a voice, intelligently and articulate the real facts in front of us, now you become a threat. Now you become a threat. So I want to jump off of that soapbox because I want to get to our guest. And the young man that I'm going to bring up today, I think, is a great inspiration. And I believe he may bring some things to the table that he has experienced. He has experienced. And even more so, I look forward to hearing, you know, just some of the things that has propelled him to be where he's at today. Because trust me, folks, when I first met this young man, first of all, let me say this much about him. And he and I, we never sat down and actually had this deep of a conversation before, but I need to share this with everyone that's listening. I see there's a number of you on that's listening this evening, and hopefully you may even chime in and ask some questions. Well, when I first met this young man, and this was during his transition from high school days, and, you know, he was very respectful. You know, he was very inquisitive. And he possessed that hunger that many of our young folks didn't have at that time. He showed a passion to do better. He was trying to find a course of direction during the time period that he was in high school, and many of our young folks are still trying to find themselves. And he was trying to figure out his direction. He may have had some things going on and may have, you know, ran into some obstacles, but you've seen that drive in him. You've seen that self-motivation. Because every time I seen him, he approached me with a smile. I may even have to say something to him, "Hey, man, you know you ain't got a red card. What you doing up in here? Or you trying to slip in the back door, trying to get in the weight room or whatever." I may have even said that to him. But after we said that, got that out the way, got everything straight, I noticed every time he would see me, he would approach me with a smile. Give an appropriate greeting. This young man has, and I'm not going to tell his story right now because I'm going to let him tell his story. But this young man has went on to do some great things in life. Do some great things in life. You know, folks, when I had a chance to talk to him a couple weeks ago, he came over to the school to visit with me. And we sat down and we talked. I had to tell him straight off the bat, man, I was just so proud of him. So proud of him. Because he showed everybody, all the naysayers, can't stop me. You can't do nothing with me if you, I don't want it to be done. Man, please. Let me bring on my guest, folks. This young man, Mike, and not because his name is Mike either. And I'm not talking about my son. I done found another Mike that's just as bad. So I'm going to go on and bring on my guest this evening, folks. This young man that has done some tremendous things, and I'm just going to let him come on out and share something with all of you. So hopefully it'll be another lesson learned today. So if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always join us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. You want to join in on the conversation at some point in time, we'll bring you in. We'll bring you in. Ain't no problem. But let me see if our guest is on with us. Mike, you out there?
I'm out here, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, boss, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. You know, Mike, I tried to bring you in the best I can without doing the whole Steve Harvey drumline thing, but I need folks to let you know who we talking to this evening.
Oh, y'all talking to a fighter. I believe I'm the best that ever did it when it comes to fighting adversity.
You know, folks don't know, Mike. Give them a little background. Tell them, you know, you ain't got to go all into your personals, but, you know, just give us a little insight on where you came from, what you're doing now, you know, how'd you get to that point. Just a little something, just to get them hungry enough to understand that they're talking to a real fighter.
Well, you know, I grew up in South North Chesapeake. I'm from Wilma Place to be exact. If y'all don't know what that's. That's Portlock Road to be exact. You know, some apartment projects, whatever y'all want to call it. I grew up out there. You know, a lot of you know, drug dealing, a lot of, you know, gunplay, a lot of things like that. So it was basically what we grew up off and what we seen most of the time. So we thought that was right. We thought that was the right thing. So, you know, either that or playing football or doing music or something. That was like, oh, and, you know, basically, you know, football was basically the only way out. So we watched a lot of guys do that. The older guys, you know, like you know, a guy by the name of Greg Boone. He was a guy that I looked up to, you know, growing up out there. And Greg Boone was a guy I looked up to, you know, growing up, you know, and a guy by the name of Alan Joyner. They called him Pet Man. He played at a school called Indian River. He should have went to Austin Smith. I don't know what happened, you know, but those are the two main guys, and the list goes on out there. Those are the two main guys that I looked up to as far as, you know, starting my route as far as playing football. And, you know, and like I say, you know, these guys, you know, they mentored us out there. We played throw back and run with them every day, and you know, so that it was kind of like we was brainwashed to do that. So, you know, but we was also brainwashed to be in the streets as well. So it kind of went both ways. So, you know, we knew one day our mindset was to make it out and play football, but our job was to sell dope. You know, so, you know, I did that for a long time, and, you know, found myself always in the system, an alternative school, you know, and it was just bad, man. It was just bad, you know. My mama couldn't control me. My daddy doing 40 years in prison. My mother just actually passed away 2013 from cancer, you know. And, you know, I was just in and out of trouble all my life since I was probably like 11 years old. Been in and out of trouble all my life. Nobody wanted to be around me because they felt like I was dangerous, threat, all that stuff, all those names. So when I finally got in school or whatever, I was in alternative school, I met this guy named Alexander. And he was a big dude, so it was automatic respect from there. You ain't got no problem with that. So I bought into what he was saying. It wasn't even that though, you know what I'm saying? I just bought into what he was saying, you know, and what he was saying. He was speaking some real stuff to me. I felt like he was in the streets as well. I was still selling drugs at the time, and he just talked to me every day. I started to trust him, and I started to hang around. I liked his demeanor. I liked the way he carried himself. I was like, dang, I want to be like him, you know. He was telling me all his stories and how he played football and, you know, things like that. So we just connected. He said, man, if you do this, I promise you, you'll get out. Because we used to go outside, you know, in the basketball school. We had recess like little kids. So after we do our work, we can go outside, shoot hoops, and play football. So he seen that in me, and when he seen me, you know what I'm saying, play basketball or play football, he was like, he used to sit me down all the time, like, man, you got talent, you know. And he used to tell me that every day, and I just started to listen to him. He said, man, do your work, man, so you can get out of here and play football, and you'll go back to Oscar Smith and play. So I listened to him, and next thing I know, everything he said happened. I loved there. I went to Oscar Smith. I met this teacher named Miss Naughty. My reading level sucked. I couldn't read. I knew how to count money though, but I didn't know how to read for real. Like, it was real bad. You can even ask her. And she taught me how to read. Another guy that was from Wilma Place, his name was J.T. Taylor. He's actually a preacher now, like from the streets. I can't believe it. I actually went to a service last Sunday, and he's a preacher now. So it was just crazy to see him up there preaching the word, man, because I know where he came from, and I know what type of person he was back then. It was just like stunning to me. It was unbelievable. He was actually her teacher assistant in my class, and he started teaching me, like, big words, college words. Like, we would stay back and just to get my vocabulary right, man. And then they looked out for me, and I got under Coach Morgan Wing, and
he made me a monster in football, and all I cared about was football. It was like, that's all we was focused on. And, you know, it was time for me to go to college. I helped win the school's first state title in school history at Oscar Smith. So that was a big accomplishment. And I actually just talked to an athletic director there, and they said they want my jersey and my cleats and all that. They're gonna put my my jersey and stuff up for display. So man, that was so. Man, that was, I was so happy to hear that, man, because they was like, every school would need a story like mine, you know. And I went there, and I made honor roll for the first time, and then I ended up going to junior college because I didn't have the qualifications to go to a big school, and I knew I could play at a big school. I just ain't had the time because I took so many classes in alternative school, and then, you know, it didn't, like, shift over to my high school. So I ended up going to junior college, became number one player in the nation. I ripped that up, and I was able to pick any school that I wanted to go to and play college football, and I ended up picking the University of Miami. I played there, and now I'm a professional athlete. I'm actually going through free agency right now to see what team I'm about to go to, you know. And I'm just happy that, man, I'm just happy to make it out, man, from the streets, drugs, shootouts, to playing football. It's amazing.
You know, definitely, Mike, definitely, we applaud you for all the hard work, and all the great that you have done thus far, and understanding is another way. You know, oftentimes, young men don't get that, don't understand that there's another way. They can't see that little light at the end of the tunnel. You know, because they think everything's supposed to be dark. You know, they think everything to be about that little 5 or 10 minutes of what's happening out there in the streets, and not realizing that there's so many other things, there's so many other folks out there that can guide you, steer you in the right direction, motivate you, help you focus and move forward. You know, you talked about, you know, some of the great things that you done went on and did from the football side. And I've been following you over the last couple of years or so, and every time you came in town, I've been trying to catch up with you, but luckily we done made that thing happen this time. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come through. But I know you're also going out and you're talking to the kids at school. You know, what's some of the things that you share with young folks in the school?
Well, the main thing I tell the young folks in school is, for one, the guys, I tell them, you know, hey, man, if you're trying to go to college, you're trying to play football, you're trying to be a doctor, you're trying to be a lawyer, whatever you're trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no gangsters in college, man. So once you leave them streets, and once you leave that corner, wherever you at, swelling your chest up, being hard, shooting at somebody, when you go to college, man, that's done. When you go to college, you are no longer a gangster. So it's okay to make... It's okay to make a 4.0 GPA. It's okay to make the president's list, the dean's list. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to do that. You know, some people think they ain't cool because they make the honor roll and all that. Like, I want to make the honor roll. You know, when I used to go in class at the University of Miami, and, you know, it's a very prestigious school. You know, so when I walked in class, they antennas went up a little bit because I got dreadlocks. I got tattoos. At that time, I had goals in my mouth, you know. So, but I ended up taking them out because I got tired of people looking at me that way. But they didn't know how smart I was either. They just looked at the outside, and I ended up getting the highest grade in the class. We live in a stereotypical society. I understand that.
Yeah. That's so
but
true.
But let's show people what we're about. I mean, one person, they look at me, you know, and I see, and I have
I have white friends, I have Chinese friends, I have all that. I don't see color, you know. But when I walk into a classroom and I start talking, compared to if a kid that's a different color from me start talking, and they hear my story, telling them my story like I'm telling y'all, they gonna say, if he tell the same story, they gonna say, you know, maybe he need a counselor or something. If I tell the same story, they gonna say, get him some handcuffs. You know, so it's just the world we live in. It's just the world we live in, and like I said, man, be the best that you can be, man. Be the best that you can be. Go to college, experience those things. One thing they can say about me, I love the way I look. I love that I got tattoos and all that. But ask me a question, though. When I start puking this wisdom to you, then you go, oh, okay, he's not a bad guy.
That's right. There you go.
As much as you. So and to the women, that I tell the women, you know, y'all more than just y'all hips and y'all thighs. You a black queen or you a white queen or whatever you are. Because like I said, I don't see color. You a queen at the end of the day. Walk as a queen. Don't walk as a thot. Carry yourself like a young woman. And then you will be respected. But if you're doing, you know, unwoman things, that's why people don't give women respect, because they don't respect themselves. Respect yourself first. Hold yourself to a higher standard. Because women don't know, they're the best thing that a God could have ever created, man. But some women don't put themselves on a pedestal as far as they think less of themselves.
All right. You know, Mike, you've talked about a lot of great things, man, and you shared a lot of insight with us as far as your story and your journey and, you know, how you try to inspire some of our younger folks to stay on course and get themselves together and drop all that drama. You know, what I really and truly admire about, and I don't think I've shared this with you, you know. And folks, let me give you a quick a snapshot here, because those of you that haven't had the pleasure of meeting this young man, heard the story. You heard some of the things that he done shared with you, and he talked about he had the gold front to his mouth, and he had dreads. But this fella ain't tell you he about 6'3", 6". How tall is he, Mike?
6'4".
6'4". Excuse me, I ain't trying to undercut you, brother. He about 6'4". And the last time I checked, he was pushing about what? 285, 290?
Well, as far as weight-wise?
Yeah.
No, I'm about 350, big dog.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. See, then again, I ain't got no judge for all that.
Hold on now. Hey, but the 350 look real good because I work out, so it ain't your average 350.
Yeah. Oh no. That's why I got dropped it down. I didn't think you was up that high. But hey, you holding that tight? I ain't got no problem with that, folks. If you said he's 6'4" and close to 350, like I said, I thought he was closer to 280, 290, somewhere around there. I didn't know he was up in the threes. But then again, hey, my man's solid all the way through, you know. So he could be an intimidating-looking brother, but the brother's spirit is so humble. Folks. I can't say that enough. And that's what I really and truly appreciate about the brother. And that's why I know, without a doubt, he's going to go far in life. Because of the simple fact that he has that humble spirit. You know, He not walk around here thinking that he's the 24/7 bulldog, trying to run everything over, step on everything in his path. Nah, the brother was humble. You know, he came up to the school. We kicked it for a little bit, chopped a little stuff up, whatever. You know, just did a little talking, whatever. You know, he walked around, seen a few folks that he knew, or you met a few other folks right there in the school. You know, everybody asking questions. He ain't go off, yeah, I'm this person, I'm that person. He just kept it simple. Nah, I'm just up here to see Mr. Scott, you know, such, you know, whatever, whatever. My man left out of school. You would have thought President Obama had came through, folks whispering and talking and carrying on. But that's what it is, you know, that's what it is. The brother's spirit is so humble that he just gravitates towards him. And he's able to do the great things that he's been able to do thus far and will continue to do these things just based upon the character that he is. And that alone, Mike, by itself, hey, I truly appreciate it. I appreciate just having the pleasure of knowing you for the number of years that I've known you. And you didn't say nothing about your food program, man. I want you to tell us a little bit about the food program.
Man. We actually, me and my girlfriend, we got this thing going on because, like I said earlier in the conversation, that my mother died of cancer. My grandmother also, her mother died of cancer a couple months ago. So I got sick of my family dying. Cancer took two of my people away from me, you know, two of my, you know, close people away from me. So, you know, I was on my couch one day thinking, and I told my girl, I said, hey, I got an idea. And she was like, what's that? You know, I was like, I think we should start, like, selling, like, organic, like, meal prepping organic food. You know what I'm saying? To help these people that's working out. We can also sell, you know, dinners and all that, you know, get a certified food person to handle our food and get these people something to eat around here in the 757 area, something healthy, organic, healthy food. And she was like, dang, that don't sound like a bad idea. I was like, yeah, let's try that. You know, let's build it from the ground up and let's see where it goes. And man, within, I want to say, 24 hours, you know, Level Up program was invented. So we ended up, you know, reaching out to people. I'm in, you know, we went and got the cards done. I'm handing out, you know, to people all in Sam's Club. I'm trying to steal Sam's Club people, you know. And we all in Walmart. We all in Walmart, Mr. Scott. We all in the YMCA's. I'm going everywhere doing this by myself, man. After I get out of training, because I'm still training to play football. So, but I'm looking for life after football too. You know, the football don't last forever. You know, so
hey,
so I'm coming up to people. You know, I would love for y'all to try my program. If you don't like it, can you at least pass the word if you ain't gonna use the card? I said, cause I paid about $50 for all these cards. You know, I don't want you to waste it. You know, I'd rather for you to pass it on. You know, if you're not gonna use it. And man, people would start laughing at me. And, you know, they was like, man, you play football? And I was like, nah, I don't play football. Even though I do, they said, man, you too big to be normal, man. So that's how we started the conversation.
That's it.
And man,
that's it.
I just enjoy myself interacting with the people out in the community. Some people recognize me here, you know, some of them didn't. You know, a lot of people recognized me in Golden Corral when I was getting it home. So I was passing out cards in there too.
Hey, what to do? You got to keep that thing going, man, because I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, if you're doing the organic meals and, you know, it's helping people regulate their intake, helping people understand that, you know, you ain't got to go out here and eat all this fast food, hot
all this hot and spicy stuff. You going out here and you getting nice shot.
It's killing you for one.
Go ahead.
You slowly. Hello. Yeah, it's killing you. It's killing you slowly for one. You know what I'm saying? What people don't know. Yeah, I had a kid that ordered from us not too long ago. He's 16 years old with high blood pressure. Woo! 16 years old with high blood pressure. Like, are you serious? So that's what the food is doing. That we loading our food with all types of seasoning and look real good on the food. But next thing you know, you're getting your leg amputated.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
1,000. We keeping it real. Like, next thing you know, you're getting your leg amputated. And diabetes run real deep. I mean, ferociously deep in my family. So that's why I actually got the idea from my mentor when I played at Miami. I became real close with. I call him Walter. Y'all call him Ray Allen. He's a all-time three-point leader in the NBA history. To that little guy Steph Curry breaking, I guess. But Ray gave me the idea because my mentor actually runs a whole organic fast food restaurant down in Miami that he just opened.
Okay.
And I volunteered in there with him. Me and him, after we played a couple pickup games, we'll go up there to help out his wife. And I just learned under them. So I wanted to bring it to the 757, but in my own style, though. So, man, and it worked out perfect. We got a lot of people hitting us up about it, and they buying meals, man. And man, it's turning in. I didn't think it was going to be like this. But I just thought about it on the couch, and next thing I know, I got a million phone calls.
Hey, let's take it to 2 million. Let's take it to 3 million. Let's take it to 10 million.
Let's get everybody on board, man. We got to get everybody on board, man, because at the end of the day, think about this. We stand in line for Jordan's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Dr. Jordan's,
yep.
That's about almost $200. Well, why you can't invest in your life like that to live 10 years more? Or, you know, because you never know. We all got an expiration date, and I'm not the expert at when, but sometimes we cut our lives short ourselves. By just
that's right.
That. So why not invest in your health like you investing in your Jordans and your Robin jeans and all this other mess? You popping bottles at the club. You going to the strip club throwing all the money anyway. You might as well invest in your health the way you doing all this other stuff.
Man, you ain't talking about nothing but the truth, bro. You ain't talking about nothing but the truth. Hey, Mike, we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to throw some infomercials in here, and then we're going to come back and finish this thing off. How does that sound?
No problem.
You going to be able to hang around?
I'm going to be right here.
I appreciate you, brother. All right, folks, we're going to step away for a hot second. You know we got to do our thing. We ain't got to pay no bills, as most of them other folks like to say, but we'd like to slide some other information in there to you. To make sure that you understand there's other things going on out here that we need to be aware of. And let you know how the Parents Coaching Parents Network is doing it. Check us out.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, we're back. We're back. You know, we had to step away and just do them little small things and just let you know some other things going on out there. And as time pick up and we get some more great information, we definitely going to share with you. You know, like we're going to be running one here soon, upcoming SAT and ACT testing dates, getting that information out to you as well. But, folks, I've been sharing some information with you here this evening, or should I say our guest has been sharing some information with you here this evening, folks, that, you know, showing a young man that at one point in time was on a crash course, destination doom, you know, was heading down that road that almost in some cases, a lot of times we look at it and be realistic about it, as he would say, keeping it 1,000, not just 100, but keeping it 1,000, on a path of self-destruction, on a one-way trip. But just through his perseverance, just through his personal drive, And understanding something, like I said to you earlier, the humble spirit that this gentleman has, that alone is going to take him way beyond anything that he can ever imagine right now. You know, because he came out and shared his story. He could have sugarcoated everything that he just shared with us, or he could have brushed over some of the things, but no, he came and just laid it out. You know, how many times have you heard one of our young folks talk about them having a difficulty with reading? No, they want to hide behind the facade of I'm cool, I'm this, I'm that. No, but man, let us know that he had that difficulty. But he challenged himself, he pushed himself, he got the help, he got the requirement. He went out there and worked with somebody. Somebody brought him up to where he needed to be. And as he attended school in the junior college that he attended, then went on later on to attend at the University of Miami. Yes, we're talking about the big U. Went on and still had success in the classroom, on the football field. So, folks, I'm telling you, we have to stop selling our young athletes short. Forget about what these sports reporters and mainstream media personalities are saying. Our young athletes are the best things that ever hit any of those institutions. The HBCUs or the PWI, because they are not only doing their thing in the classroom, but they're also doing their thing on the court and on the field. And let me put some stress and some emphasis on the two major revenue sports, being football and basketball. I dare one of you to challenge those individuals, one of those young students, to a situation. They are so talented. We can't say nothing about it, folks. just give them their just due, give them their props, and let them move on to do some bigger and better things in their lives. Well, folks, I'm going to go back and bring our guests back up and let us finish telling us about his meal program and, you know, where he can, you know, where you can reach out to him and maybe you want to order a set of meals. Maybe you want to check and see if that's in your health plan, because I'm planning on doing it myself. And, you know, just finding out, hey, if you want him to come out and speak, trust me, he going to give you some conversation. So, on that note, let me see if our guest is still here. And if any of you want to join in on the conversation, again, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Folks, without a doubt, I think we've heard some powerful stuff here this evening. Let's go back to our guest. Mike, you still there?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Hey, we appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you hanging in there. You know, give us some information on how folks can go out and order, you know, some of the meals and what they need to do to get on that schedule.
Okay, well, we have a number that you can call. We actually on Instagram as well. You can follow my Instagram on my Facebook. We got a lot of we showing you up there what type of meals that we have, you know, because social media is so big now. People that don't have social media, you can call 757-416-5830. That's 757-416-5830. 5830. And, you know, our Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram at m.wy as in Yale, C-H-E. That's m.wy as in Yale, C-H-E. And it's showing you everything on my page about our Level Up program. Or just type in Level Up program on Facebook. We get on Facebook, and we deliver right to your front door. We don't want you to leave the house. You deliver. I mean, you order, and we deliver right to you. We come into your door, knock on the door like Pizza Hut.
Like Pizza Hut, huh?
We coming right to y'all. And like I said, man, like, I've lost 70 pounds off this, man. I was, and let me show you, let me tell you how I lost 70 pounds. First of all, at Miami, I didn't get into Miami a lot. I'd rather speak to people at schools and stuff about it, but I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about it. My mama died when I left my last couple games in the junior college. And after that, it was time for me to go to Miami. And when I went to Miami, I had multiple nervous breakdowns, and I had suicidal thoughts, man, because I just didn't understand why my mother passed away. I didn't have nobody to talk to about it, and I was always a kid that
kind of held everything in. You know? I held a lot of stuff in. And
I didn't want to talk to nobody because I was so used to doing everything by myself. So. And then it just all crammed down on me to the point I was stressed out. And I didn't have the best, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all, 1,000. I ain't had the best. I didn't do my best there because I had a lot of other things on my mind. So, and it caused me to gain weight. I was almost 400 pounds, man, until I met Ray. And we started running every day. He started giving me the food, the organic food to eat right. And, man, I wish I could show y'all my before and after picture. I wish we was on a talk show so I could show y'all my before and after picture. It's crazy. I could walk the beach
hey.
Now, yeah, man.
We appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead and send us some of them shots, man, then.
I'll post it up on our Parents Coaching Parents Network page, and you know, I seen a little snapshot. I think you and Ray standing in the gym one day. But yeah, definitely, folks like to see, you know, the success that you had and the things that you are doing moving forward. You know, so
right.
So how far do you plan on taking this the food the meal preparation program? You know, are you going to keep it in the 757, or are you stretching out across the state, or are you trying to stretch out across the nation?
Man, we're going to stretch it out across the nation, but I was more concerned about my people in the 757 right now, you know what I'm saying? The 757 was the first that I ever thought about. So when I started my business, I say, I'm taking it home first, and we're going to go from there. But right now,
always.
It's in the 757. That's where the foundation going to be at. That's where the main building going to be at. It's here. And we also doing, me and my guy, one of my best friends, he went to the University of Tennessee. He played with me at Oscar Smith. We running an all-big man lineman academy. So whoever play offensive line, defensive line, whoever rushes back, you getting special training from us while I'm in the off season to work out with me. And I'm going to teach you the game,
okay.
The offensive line game and the defensive line game.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
So we got a lot of things going on, man. And I'm supposed to be connecting with some of the pro guys, B.W. Webb, Antoine Bethea, on the 25th. We're doing something over there in Hampton, so I'm looking forward to that, too, with the kids. I'm going to go over there and help them out with the camp. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Big Eldon Brown, shout out to Big Eldon Brown. You know, so we're doing great guy, man.
Hey. Believe it or not, man, I remember B.W. when B.W. was a young cat out there running around the track, man, and his mom, Miss Avis, used to bring him out there and had him on the track team, and she was coaching. Man, I tell you, man, you guys, man, y'all have done some wonderful things, some phenomenal things. And
you
want to
know what's great? I didn't even meet B.W. in the 757.
What's that, Mike?
I met him down. I said, you want to know something crazy? I ain't even meet B.W. down in the 757.
Oh, okay.
I met him down in Miami.
You met him in Miami?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my first time ever conversating with him and everything.
Okay. Yeah, man. B.W.
Clicked from there, and we started up, and he wanted me to come to his camps and all that and help the kids out. We've been doing it ever since, man.
Great. That's a great thing, man. Great thing. Keep up the great work. I got you. I seen the picture just pop up. Got you.
It's crazy, ain't it?
Hey, man. Hey, buddy, do what you got to do. That's the before and after, and throw that on top of the level up. That's it.
You got to level up, man. You got to level up. It's 2017, Mr. Scott. We got to level up out here, man.
That's right, brother. That's right. Well, tell folks how to get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you. Like I said, try to get you to come out and speak to some of the kids or whatever, how they reach out to you.
They can call me at 504-434-7819. Or they can just
give me
on a message. What's that?
Give me that number one more time.
504-434-7819.
All right.
Or they can just hit my Instagram up or
Facebook. I actually have a person that's running that for me and doing things because I'm focused on football. So they let me know when I get something on my Instagram or my Facebook or something like that. So they'll definitely inform me, and I'll be ready to go.
All right, brother. All right. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, man. I know you probably got to get up in the morning and get that work in, so we ain't going to keep you up too long. But, hey, know this. Anytime you want to come back on and share some insight with us and just share some good information with us, please know that you're always welcome. Always welcome here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network.
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. I'm so blessed for y'all to allow me to come up here, man. You don't even know.
Mike, you know how that go, man. You know how that go, brother. You know how that go. Didn't look like any of my callers, folks, that they just listening to the show today. I ain't seen nobody raise their hand, so evidently they ain't have no questions. But they'll probably hit me up afterwards. Well, I'll tell them just like this. Hey, you should have asked the question while the man was right there on the line. But anyway, Mike, hey, let's stay in touch, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, it's always good hearing from you, man. You know that.
Always.
All right, man.
All right, thanks. Like I said, folks, we've been listening to a great spirit, a very humble young man, a dynamic young man, young man that's gone places. And, you know, as you listen to him and listen to his story and you know, just listen to some of the things that he got going on right now. Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you want to see the inspiration and motivation, look him up. Go up there. I'm going to put this picture up on our Parents Coaching Parents Network page. But you can look him up for yourself. And if you want to reach out to him, like you said, out there on social media, find him on Facebook at Mike, M-I-C-K. Or excuse me, M-I-K-E. Man, what am I talking about? Woo! That's bad when I can't get that part together. M-I-K-E-W-Y-C-H-E. I'll say that again. M-I-K-E, last name spelled W-Y-C-H-E. Check him out. Look him up. You know, see if you probably know the young man. If you're anywhere here in the 757 area or you followed University of Miami football, you may have came across someone. Or keep your eyes and ears open. You know, how things go here this upcoming draft and the fellas that get picked up thereafter. He may be one of those. And I'm quite sure if that's the case, he'll come back on and share some insight with us on where we can find him and where we can follow him, because I know he's destined to do some great things. He is destined to do some great things. And I just feel it, knowing that this young man is going to be all right. We have kept our eyes and ears and arms around him and eyes on him, you know, to make sure that he stayed on path and stayed the course. Well, as we move forward and continue to move forward, parents, we have a responsibility out here, not only to your child, your individual child, but to others that's out here that may need your guidance and oftentimes may just need your listening ear, attentive ear. You know, may need your compassion. You know, may need just somebody just to be a sounding board. And parents, I try to encourage you to be that person, to be that one that's going to sit down and inspire and provide a service to others. Because we have to remember something. It was someone else that provided that service or was that listening ear to us one day.
which got us to the place where we are today. We're not living in a bubble. And none of this we're doing on our own. Yes, of course, we got the hand and the gift and the guide of the Almighty Father. Individuals that we are connected to, we learn to work with and through, also are encouraging us and moving us forward. We are continuing to build this network of strong individuals, individuals that understand the importance of allowing our children to speak up and speak out. Individuals that understand that we must be our children's biggest advocate. It's not an optional thing, folks. It's a must. Again, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. I'm M.A. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach Parents Network, folks. And so until next Sunday, same bat time, same bat channel as they used to say back in the day. Hey, we'll see you later.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same.